Well, hello and welcome to, I guess, a shortened version of thoughts on betting options around the world as far as golf tournaments are concerned this week. No LPGA Tour, no PGA Tour event, no Korn Ferry Tour event. So we're really focusing on the European Tour event in Germany. And we'll also have a look at an event on the Japan Golf Tour just west of Tokyo, the Fujisanki Classic. Maybe we'll start with the Fujisanki Classic. Ryo Ishikawa will start the favourite. He's in fine form at the moment. He's won two out of his last three starts. He's been a two-time winner of this event, admittedly back in 2009 and 2010. He was second in 2016, though. He's in great form, as I said, at present. A win here could well take him a long way towards gaining the final slot in the President's Cup team. In fact, I'd suggest that if he was to win this week, then Ernie Els would really struggle not to include him in the team. I know it's still another 4 weeks or so before the final four selections for the International President's Cup team are decided, but Ryo Ishikawa has played the President's Cup on two occasions, and as I said, he's in great form at the moment. Asugo Imahira was second in this event last year. He was fifth in 2017. He's been twice second this season. He was 13th last week. He's at $9. Ryo Ishikawa, by the way, is at $7, reflecting just how many people think that he's got a great chance to win the tournament. But Imahira, as I said, in good form, second last year, fifth in 2017, eighth in 2016, and he's having a great season in 2019. Yuta Akita is at $17. He's a prolific winner of titles in Japan. He was 30th last week after a lengthy break away from tournament golf. He did win earlier in the season. He was sixth last year in this event. There's a lot to like about Yuta Akita's chances, including his odds, which at $17 suggests they're pretty good compared to the $7 and $9 available on Ishikawa and Imahira. Rikuya Hoshino is the defending champion. He's having a great season also, with a win, 2 seconds and a third already in 2019. And I think at $10, he probably is worth consideration. And a player that might be worth keeping an eye on is Hiroshi Iwata. He's at $41. He's a previous winner. He did okay at his last start before a last round 75 when he finished 18th. So that was reasonably good form, and as a previous winner of the event, and at some pretty good odds, $41 might be worth a consideration. So those players again, Ishikawa, Imahira, Akita, Hoshino, and Iwata in the Fujisanki Classic. Of the Australians, seven of them in the field this week. Brad Kennedy's been fourth and sixth in his last two here. He was 16th last week, Brad Kennedy, which is reasonable enough form to come back to a golf course where he's had a little bit of success on. Brendan Jones hasn't won this event. He's won a number of events in Japan, of course. He did okay last week, has done well here in the past, also has Brendan Jones, so he may well be a consideration for potentially to win the title, but also to be the leading Australians. But I think the leading Australian probably rests between Brad Kennedy and Brendan Jones. So that's the Fujisanki Classic, as I said, gets underway on Thursday, just west of Tokyo, the Fujisanki Classic. The European Open is the event on the European Tour. A great field, must have paid a lot of appearance money, you would think, for a field of this nature to line up here. Paul Casey, Patrick Reed, a number of other Americans as well. Matt Kuchar's in the field. So I'd imagine Porsche, it is the Porsche European Open. I'd imagine they've shelled out a lot of money to get a fairly strong field into the tournament. Paul Casey was seventh in this event last year. We know what a great season he's had in the US this year. He's been very, very consistent. He won earlier in the season, but there's been a number of other good finishes. He'll start the week at $9 in most betting agencies. Patrick Reed was ninth in this event last year. He was 19th in 2017. So the Green Eagle Golf Course in Hamburg is a golf course that clearly fits his eye. He's been very solid in recent weeks, including that great win at the Northern Trust tournament, the first of the FedEx Cup playoffs a few weeks ago. He also finished 15th at the Tour Championship, did Patrick Reed, which was midfield in the field of 30, admittedly. But I think he's in good enough form, and with a bit of form on the golf course, to suggest that he's going to be a reasonably good chance. But he's reasonably low odds at $10. Matthias Schwab is at $26. He was 7th last year in this event after a last round of 75. But in the last few weeks, I've got to say, he's played very nicely. He's been 8th and 5th in his last two starts on the European Tour, as Matthias Schwab, and at $26 is probably worth some sort of consideration. And the other player that I'll keep an eye on this week is Renato Paratore, the Italian golfer who was 12th last week. He was second in this event last year. He was 20th in 2016. It's a golf course that obviously he has a level of comfort on. And having finished 12th last week, he may just bob up at those pretty good odds of $51. So those main chances there in that tournament, the Porsche European Open, Paul Casey at $9, Patrick Reed at $10, Matthias Schwab at $26, and Renato Paratori at $51. 10 Australians line up in the field. Lucas Herbert was 29th last year in this event, and he did have a very good week last week in Switzerland, especially a very good last round of 66 to move inside the top 10. So he seems to have found a bit of form again. Amin Ruiz in the field, Scotty Henn, Jake McLeod, Harrison Endicott gets a start, which is a big boost for him. Sam Brazel, Dimi Papadatos, Adam Bland, and Brent Rumford. So 10 Australians will tee it up at the Porsche European Open in Hamburg. So good luck with your investments. I'm Bruce Young.